The program will also go through the ledger history on the account to retrieve the and attempt to reverse the charges that the payments and adjustments are linked to. It is important to remember that exceptions with identical positive and negative values that are for the same patient and have the same CPT code and date of service must be thoroughly reviewed. These claims do not balance each other out, and action is required in these instances. If you are unable to find the payments in question on the ledger card, you can access the history by clicking the Post button on the button line at the top of the screen. Click the amount link for the reversal, and the reverse payments and adjustments screen will appear. Again, if charges cannot be found, you can access them through the history by clicking the Retrieve History button at the top of the screen. Click the amount link for the reversal, and the reverse payments and adjustments screen will appear. Again, if charges cannot be found, you can access them through the history by clicking the Retrieve History button at the top of the screen. If the insurance is going to repay, select Yes, and the Charge Details screen will appear. Answering No at this prompt will leave the charge out to a personal balance. If the insurance is going to repay, select Yes, and the Charge Details screen will appear. Answering No at this prompt will leave the charge out to a personal balance. Answering No at this prompt will leave the charge out to a personal balance. Answering No at this prompt will leave the charge out to a personal balance. Click the message link, and the ledger card will display a balance. Followed by the letter A. The letter A indicates that the claim has been flagged for appeal. A prompt will ask if this is an insurance adjustment. This prompt should always be answered yes. A prompt will ask if this is an insurance adjustment. This prompt should always be answered as yes. In the Adjust column, enter the adjustment amount and press the Enter key. You can select the proper adjustment code for the claim by clicking the drop-down arrow and making the appropriate selection from the code lookup. After the adjustment code has been selected, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen and the adjustment will be completed. A prompt will ask if this is an insurance adjustment. This prompt should always be answered as yes. In the Adjust column, enter the adjustment amount and press the Enter key. You can select the proper adjustment code for the claim by clicking on the drop-down arrow and making the appropriate selection from the code lookup. After the adjustment code has been selected, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen and the adjustment will be completed.